how often is enough? How often do you keep in contact with your list?
Well, that's a great question, because I struggle with that. I used to keep in too much contact, and that can be a big problem. I used to email people on my list up to once every 2 days. That comes to the point where they get annoyed, and you can actually hurt your reputation. And so I'm kind of looking at just from reading what is acceptable in newsletters. Like I said, I'm a subscriber to many marketing e-zines, and I know that there's kind of some guidelines. It's been said by many a great marketer that you should be contacting at least once a month, but not more than once a week. And that's kind of what I like to adhere to. I like to be sure that I'm reaching them at least once a month, but not once a week.
What signals did you see when you were mailing once every 2 days? What hints did you get that you may be mailing too much?
Well, that's the biggest problem, really. You don't get a lot of hints, I don't believe. I didn't get a whole lot of hints. The only thing I got was that, of course, my remove request went up, and that, I guess that is definitely a hint, and I took notice that definitely more people want off the list. So I guess I shouldn't say there's no hints. You kind of really got to be paying close attention, because there's definitely an amount of people that always want to be removed. Just the nature of things on your list, you're going to have people that want to be removed. And so you have to have a real close, watchful eye to notice when it's rising. But I don't think I really noticed from that. That's why I say it was kind of elusive. The way I picked up that I was doing it too much was just because I was reading that on these newsletters and from some of my favorite marketing gurus, that frequency was going, is just proven to tick people off, and that you're going to look needy, like you're begging almost, cyber begging. And I looked at it myself, and I thought about some of the lists I'm on and some of the people I look up to, and I just asked myself how I felt about each one of them, and I thought, what do they all have in common? You know, what are they mostly doing? And I realized the ones that I couldn't stand were the guys that were doing exactly what I was doing, emailing me as often as once a day or every 2 days, whatever. That was just too much, and I would a lot of times elect to be removed from their list and wouldn't really have much respect for them anymore, because they're just, to me, it became like a pest. When I started to look at them, it's just a pest. Whereas some of the guys out there that I really had a lot of respect for, like Dan Kennedy, I noticed, you know, in my mind, he was one of the greatest marketers of all time. And this guy, only I'm getting an email once a month, and I realized that I do respect him. You know what? I used to look so forward to that email. I still get it, but I think it's changed. Newsletter might have changed names or something, I don't know, but I understand. I used to look so forward to that newsletter. I couldn't wait, and it was partly the anticipation, and I think he knew that by doing it once a month, you would look forward to it, and it would give it value. You get a newsletter every other day, it just becomes a nuisance and something that you got to just start deleting, because you can't keep up with reading that fast.
That's very valid. I agree. All right, so what are you doing today that's really exciting?
Since I do proclaim myself to be an ex-business opportunity junkie, I've bought over 100 different business opportunities or money-making systems. I have, at least not so much anymore, but when I was younger, I mean, I had Entrepreneur and Small Biz Startups and just all these magazines laying all around, and I'd sign up for anything and everything in there, that, and I'd buy all these marketing gurus courses and things, and I just eventually realized through studying how things get recycled, and, you know, I could use all my knowledge, some of my failings and bad experiences to show other people what to avoid, and more importantly, what to go to. So that's why I put those sites together. I have basically just written a one-page review on each of these business opportunities and marketing gurus, and I just give you my opinion, my take on it. And I like to look at myself as kind of like Siskel and Ebert, or nowadays it's Ebert and Roper, the equivalent of a movie critic for business opportunities. What the sites are designed to do, and I don't charge anything for that information. Anyone can go to either of those sites and read up. It's all free, and that's, again, one of the concepts we were talking about before, just like you do on your site, that I know gets results. People, they have a lot of respect for you when you give them something of value for free.
That's true. Do you get a lot of traffic to your site? Like, how many hits do you get on there a day?
Yeah, you know, I've never really been big on hit counters or tracking them in that way as far as how many people a day. And I know that's another one of my weaknesses, and that one is, I would have to say, my biggest weakness that goes right up to this day. I couldn't tell you, and some of the people I work with totally laugh and say, how can you call yourself a marketer if you don't know how many people are going to your site in a week, in a month, and in a day? I just never have cared about how many people are going there. All they care about, how many sales come in a day.
And that's important, too. So I guess what I'm asking is, how do people get to your website? How do you market your website? Is it still search engine strategy type stuff, or...
that's a little mix of a lot of different things, and I put together a course, actually, that teaches how all the different ingredients I use. I kind of liken it to a recipe, and that there's a lot of ingredients to achieve a good end meal, or whether you're baking a cake, whatever, it's going to take a mix of different good ingredients, and I don't use just search engines. Search engines are definitely play into the mix. I mix in some easings. I do a lot of research on studying which easings are the most popular, and again, it all comes down and goes back to that whole thing about knowing and keeping tabs on how often easings email their list. Again, I focus on easings that don't hound their list, and so I market in some easings that are really responsible, chock full of good information. Those are the ones I like to read, and I like to advertise in. So I do the easing, I do some offline magazines, and I've learned how to negotiate. Like I was saying, I spend some pretty enormous amounts of money on ads and magazines, but these days I've learned some really good secrets on how to get better prices and how to make it so you'd be foolish not to advertise in some of the business magazines or whatever it is in your niche magazine.
What are you selling in the magazines?
Mostly I'm not selling, and that's part of, again, the whole point is, like a lot of these free teachers teach, don't sell. I don't sell, kind of like you're not really at your site. Basically, my whole goal is to educate, and that's what makes me stand out in those magazines. You'll see me in a lot of them, in fact, a lot of them, and everybody's selling. Everybody's back there talking about, you know, buy this, make this, and here I am just saying it's like just a freebie. Basically, I phrase it in a way that tells people, are you kind of curious, a little skeptical about all this stuff back here that sounds a little too good to be true? You know, come by my site, and I've studied these magazines for over 10 years. Come by my site, and I'll tell you for free and give you just tons of data about which ones worked and which ones didn't. So it's a real helper, I believe. I make money off of it, yes, and that's my goal. It's not like I'm, you know, some Mother Teresa.
That's great. Well, this is what I want to know. So you're using a lot of offline advertising in money-making type magazines where that's the market you want to attract, people who want to make money, but you're offering them something of real value and directing them to your website for this information. And that's your business model.
Showing them that you are the expert of your industry, and by sharing with them that valuable information for free, they gain respect for you, and they know that they get to see, before they buy anything from you, they get to see that you are what they believe the expert of your industry.
Are you advertising in mainly business opportunity publications?
Mostly, yeah. I've done some testing in some more broad magazines like USA Today and things, but I find, you know, you really do have to get back to the basics of niche marketing, and that's where the advertising dollar works best.
Give me an example, one magazine that you had an experience with, maybe a success. What do? A full page ad, a half page, or?
No, I don't like full page very much. There's a lot more risk involved in that. My favorites are still pretty small ads. I don't like to go much more than, a lot of times, an eighth of a page, which a lot of my colleagues and other competitors, they go real big, and that can work, but I believe in covering more magazines with smaller ads.
Do you have different ads running in different magazines, or you pretty much use the same one?
No, I test. I'm always testing. I really do believe, and I know from, again, all the marketing greats wouldn't be telling you that testing is everything if it weren't, and I definitely, it plays in. It's part of the fun. It's kind of like a hobby to me. I like to try to keep an ad out in anything. If nothing else, just a small classified. If I want to do some experimenting, I have fun with just the classifieds. Sometimes it's like, I know my brother sometimes kids me around. He says those classified people just, they think that's all just a bunch of quick schemes. But there's a whole market for that. You know, there's people that are just, that's what they're looking for.
That's right.
And if yours actually works and does, you know, make them a lot of money, then it's not a scheme really. It's a true business opportunity.
There are millions of dollars being made just with those tiny little classified ads.
It's like that, yeah, that one guy said, those tiny little ads. But
did you hear the recording with John Edgar on classified ads on my site? There's a great one. It's on classified ads by John Edgar. It was from the Bill Myers boot camp. And you can listen to it up on my site. I think it's on the first page of the audio clips. And this is the only guy I've ever seen who did specific teaching on just classified ads. It's really good. I've got a whole course of his.
I'm going to listen to that when we get off.
Yeah, you'll really like it. I've got some more stuff of his. I've kept it for myself. If you want, I can lend it to you.
Yeah, I'm surprised I missed that one. I've listened to most of your site. I've been glued to it for the past couple of weeks. I've been listening to all those guys with some great stuff on there, and I'm going to definitely, I must have missed out on one.
John Edgar, E-D-G-E-R. Just do a search.
I'll check that out.
Can you give me a headline in one of your 8-page ads? What did the headline say?
one headline is find out the truth about the guys that are advertising in the back of these magazines.
That's great.
You know, again, that's kind of a key word that people tee off on is finding out the truth. And, yeah, you'll see I've got ads out there that say just that.
Do you have a phone number in the ad?
Yeah.
Does it lead them to a 24-hour recorded message?
No, I know that works, and I know a lot of the people that I've learned from teach that technique. For me, myself, I really believe that the website itself is going to serve as much as that recording would serve. And that, you know, there's people that probably still love to just listen to recorded messages. I know there's definitely people that like that. And maybe it's something I should consider doing, but my style is just to show my website address and say, you know, put my phone number there. And that way, it's like some people can't get online. It's one of the amazing things I've learned is that a lot of the people that buy these magazines actually aren't online yet.
That's true.
Yeah, that's something that at first was kind of a little disappointing. I was like, I'm paying for advertising to people that can't buy or have no interest in what I'm selling. I took that, turned it around, because now what I do is I actually take the time to teach those people too. And let me tell you, when you teach someone, become their internet geek, and there's a good geek buddy to help them get online and learn what they need. I literally, just 2 days ago, took an hour aside and just told the lady where to go, what computer to get, what internet service she should get, everything she needs to just to get online. And, you know, I felt like I was wasting my time almost. I'm like, gee, and I feel like kind of the arrogant side of me thought I was just doing too much or doing something beneath me. But when I got done with the phone call, I realized that I felt good about helping her. And, you know, I thought, what if that was a lady like my mom or something? You know, I felt really good helping her out. And then not only that, but she's now online. She's acted pretty quick and got all set up. And, you know, she's ready to start buying some of my stuff.
That's great.
Yeah, and she's so thankful. She keeps saying, you know, how thankful she is and how grateful she is. And it's like, I just keep having to say, you know, don't worry about it. Just, you know, just...
It'll come back to you.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that it really is true. What you put in, it comes back. So you reap. So now I do that. These people call up, and a lot of them, again, if they don't have a computer yet, I still help them out. And that's why I put that phone number there. It's for the people that can't get on the internet where their computer's broke, and I get a lot of calls from people. And but the website for me, I think serves the same purpose as having an 800 number. I've always looked at that 800 number with a recorded message as kind of like the old world internet. It's online. Yeah, you've got a message online and you're going to listen to it rather than view it. And the only reason I can think of maybe, you know, testing that out a little is because there are some people that do tend to be very audio-oriented, and they really just enjoy listening rather than looking.
If you start getting inundated with calls and you can't handle it and you want to rev up your marketing and make sure that you can service all those calls, you can have a 24-hour recorded message and ask them to leave their name and address and mail them an audio tape. And once you get this modem spy or your recording device there set up, anytime you're on the phone with someone helping them, you need to start recording those conversations, and you can put tapes together specifically for, you know, let's say you had recorded that conversation on how to get set up on going online with your own computer step by step. If you had the recording of that conversation that you spent all the time with that lady, you could just put that on an audio cassette tape and send it out to someone.
Well, yeah, that's the greatest thing that I've learned and you've inspired me to do through your hard-to-find seminars site is that the power. I mean, how that was so powerful to me, the way you put those together. And, you know, just today, I set up a recording system so that I can do something like that. And I'm still fascinated by how you've done that. It's probably the most unique thing I've ever seen an internet marketer do. That's kind of why I came to you.
Well, you're doing it today, and this will be your first recorded message, and all you got to do is do it.
Yeah.
You're doing one. I've got maybe 80 of them, but you just do it over and over again. It's so simple. So we're sitting here also talking about a lot of different things, and because we both know we're recording it and maybe we'll use it somehow on each other's sites, we're giving our best effort, so we're on our best behavior, and we've captured it and canned it and cloned it forever to benefit people for many, many years to come.
Well, it just reminds me of back when I used to order just gobs of marketing courses and money-making systems, and oftentimes one of the bonuses that I would get really inspired and cause me to order today and pick up that phone and dial was, they would say, you know, you're going to get this confidential recorded, you know, conversation between such and such and such and such, and I didn't even know the names of the two people, just like some people may not know our names or are listening to this, but all I knew is that that sounded like a good bonus to me, a confidential conversation between two highly experienced marketers. And so that's why this really kind of excites me, what you're doing with the recordings and things, because I remember how valuable those were to me, and that you can't go down to, like, Blockbuster and rent a conversation between two marketers very easily. And so it turns into a great possible product, even.
It is a great product, but here's the thing. There's an element to it that is really powerful that you don't get with, say, a tape set that you get from Nightingale Conant, where you have a professionally produced six-tape program where the speaker has got a sharply edited and perfect sales presentation or speaking presentation on a subject. Some of those things are really hard to listen to. You fall asleep. It's just one person spewing out information. But when you have the dynamic of a live phone call with two people going back and forth, there's like a voyeurism element. It's like the third person listening is like sitting on the phone in another room without the other two people knowing.
Right. Well, I look at it too. It's obviously a big trend if you look at television. I mean, all this reality TV is such a big thing. Well, I think it's the same in the world of marketing and learning to market.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
Reality marketing.
Reality marketing. That's a great term.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much more interesting to hear people talk off the cuff, because I guess candid is the biggest word that comes to mind, is because you're saying things that are pretty candid. I mean, I've actually said a couple of secrets that, you know, normally I charge a great deal of money for people to hear, and they've just slipped out during this conversation. And that's what I like about when I'm listening to a presentation or to a recording like this, is the fact that people don't have time to put up filters or to censor information. It's just free form, free flow, and you can pick up some really good tips that way.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's really powerful, and it's just such a great way to leverage. And with the internet too, more people getting online and having them online. It's like you say, you were getting those letters from people all over the world. Well, I mean, I have people from all over the world listen to my recordings, and I get emails from them, and there's no boundaries now.
Yeah, it's very inspiring, and like I told you earlier, I don't think I've been more inspired by any marketer, hands down. That's why I called you today. I just had to say kudos, hats off. You know, that's like some really good stuff. You know, I learned more at your website, and I'm a guy that consider myself normally a marketing expert. You know, here I am. I just picked up all sorts of good stuff at your website, your hardtofindseminars.com site. You know, I'm going to tell other people about it.
That's great. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to talk about?
Really, the only other things I can think of, and we can leave it with things going, but I was going to ask a few things, like how much editing you do of the material that's on your site with people, with conversations.
That's a good question. You know, it depends. Like, our conversation, it's gone pretty smooth. You speak very well. There's not too many ums and ands. Now, we had some interruptions. I had to say, well, where were we? Things like that, I'll edit out, and I'll smooth it out. So I'll put it this way. I have a guy in Italy doing all my editing now. I worked with him really closely and kind of trained him and showed him really exactly what I wanted to do. And he's telling me for every hour of audio, it's taking him about 4 hours to edit.
Really? And you, there's no language barrier or anything?
No, he's actually from America, but he lives in Italy.
That's amazing. I've heard just on your website earlier, I was listening to a portion where you were saying you have people in all these different countries doing work for you.
Yeah, well, all through Elance. I met them through Elance. I posted an ad on Elance.com. I need someone to edit 40 hours of audio, and he won the bid. You know, I talked to him. We communicated. He told me, I had criteria. You must speak English, and you must have a good command of the language, and you must be diligent and all that. And
you ever get concerned, though, that they don't know what you want? I mean, I know you said that you tell them the instructions, but I'm the kind of person, when I'm, like, working on editing something, it's like I want to I don't know. I just don't know if I could trust someone else to know what parts are the best.
Well, here's what I do. What he's doing is he's basically doing the hard work. So he'll go through this recording. I'll send to him. He'll go through this entire recording and get rid of the obvious stuff, like the phone beeping in, me saying, hold on, wait a minute, maybe long pauses, maybe when you say, or I say, you know, I stutter in my words. I've given him specific things to edit out. So in the samples he's been sending me, he's done a really great job.
Oh, I see. So you're just really having him kind of clean it up, not necessarily take a bunch of content out of
it. He's not allowed to really take anything out unless it's obvious and we've gone over it. Then he'll send me all the edited versions back in a WAV file. All crap, I'll put a front part on it, I'll put an ending, I'll go through and listen to the whole recording and I'll look for that headline, maybe something you've said or something I've said that encapsulates what our talk is about. That's almost like the headline on a letter, and I'll move that to the front because that's the first thing someone's going to hear and I want them interested, I want them to stay with the recording.
Right.
And then if there's stuff that really isn't pertinent towards where the recording's going, I'll edit that out. So
well, I like how you did that. It's so professional. It reminded me of like what, you know, the big news radio deals do. You know, when you listen to like a big radio station that has news alerts or even on TV when throwing up their kind of, like you said, an encapsulation of what the...
Exactly, on the news, like they throw a headline that says new way to lose weight on at 11, and then they go, you know, they go to more programming.
Or even on real big broadcasting radio stations, I've heard them do exactly what you do on your site, which really makes yours look professional, because you'll hear, just listen to the radio, and you just hear some sort of blurb, just all of a sudden, just someone, like the president, just saying something, a quote, and then, you know, and that's the headline of what you're about to listen to a segment on.
Or just like when a major movie comes out, the trailers are nothing but tight edits of the entire movie.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's another good point.
Because that's the selling. Those little trailers sell you to the movie theater.
Right. Well, are you able to talk about what that guy in Italy charges you to do your edit?
Sure, I'll be glad to talk about it. We actually agreed 40 hours. It ends up with the time he's putting in. I mean, he's not making very much at all, but we agreed on it. He's trying to build up credibility on Elance. I actually sweetened the deal for him. I told him I'd send him $500 worth of Jay Abraham stuff because he emailed me back. He goes, Michael, I must admit, after listening to these recordings, I want to start learning this Jay Abraham stuff. I said, well, if you do a good job on these 40 hours, and I will send you $500 worth of Jay Abraham stuff.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes, I wanted to sweeten the deal because, look, I was doing all the editing myself. You know, I've got a family. It's absolutely grueling work. It's so time-consuming and so tedious, and I'm just, there's no way. I know I am not going to get through. I have another, you know, 35, 40 hours of audio I want to get up on the site, and if I did it all myself, I'd just be killing myself. And I knew I had to find someone to do this if I ever want to see this stuff up on the site. And that's real important. You have got to let go of control of some of the things that are wasting your time. Like, I sit here, and it's killing me. I get people filling out the form at hard-to-find seminars for my free audio CD. Mm-hmm. And many of them are all over the world. You know, Egypt, I had one from Italy, a lot of them in England, a lot of them in Australia. And I'm filling out the stupid labels to these things, and I also have to fill out a little customs form. It's like, it takes a lot of time. And I have on my list of things to do. I used to have a nanny who had real good handwriting, and I had her do it. But now the nanny I have doesn't have real good English and handwriting. So I've got to farm this out. You've got to get rid of the busy work that you can farm out or pay someone else to do it, because there's only so many hours in the day. I need to concentrate on what I do best, and that's doing interviews, you know?
Well, yeah, farming out, my biggest lesson in learning to do that was website design. And that's a huge mistake I see people making, is they think they're going to have to build their own website and they have to learn HTML. Well, I do exactly what you're talking about, farming out with websites. I mean, I've got over 20 websites, and people say, you know, they just expect that I should be doing that myself.
Right.
I just am very adamant that that, to me, and it's just a personal thing, I consider it a total waste of my time. It's very frustrating for me,
mm-hmm.
and I've managed to negotiate a deal where, since I'm in the business of getting new people online and helping them to start their businesses, they need websites, and so I send them to my web design guy, and of course, I basically negotiate a deal where I get all my website work done for free. Like, why wouldn't you do that? And anyone could do that. Anyone could find... There's so many web designers all over the place that are starving. It's almost sad that that's such a hurting kind of profession unless you really know what you're doing. And anyone could do that. It's like, get a web designer and basically just make a deal. It's, hey, for this amount of work I'm going to send over to you, can I expect to get all my web work done for free?
Yeah. That's great, but you're right. Time is money, and to answer your question about the editing, I do a lot of editing on this stuff because it's almost like crafting a sales letter. If you were to sit down and write your copy, you do a lot of thinking. You remove words, you add words, you can change a position of a paragraph. It's no different. It's just in the audio realm rather than the written word realm.
Well, yeah, which makes it a little more complex in how you do that.
Yeah. A little, yeah, it does.
I've dabbled, and there's a little learning curve on that. Even that little piece of music you got at the beginning of your audio clip,
mm-hmm.
your conversation, where did you get that from?
I had a previous guy who was doing some audio work for me on the East Coast. It was just royalty-free music. He gave me a choice of 4 or 5 different ones, and that's the one I picked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's something that, it's considered royalty-free that, I could do, on the beginning of this, too?
Oh, absolutely. Go search royalty-free music on the Internet, and you'll find sites available.
Oh, all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, because I really like that, the way yours comes across, that little snippet just kind of commands your attention.
It's almost like a jingle. It's like when you hear NBC News or one of the news, dun, 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 dun,
That's exactly it. When I heard it the first time, I was just like, wow, it really sounds super ultra-professional, and it's just nothing cheesy about it.
Yeah, and it links you. When you hear that news thing, the news is on. It's just...
Right. You just hit it. When I hear that, I think Michael Senoff.
That's right. Hard-to-find seminar recording.
Hard to
it's almost like an audio... branding or an audio trademark in a way.
I guess the only problem with it is if it's a clip art type deal, someone else could be out there using it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible.
Your niche and my niche are distant enough that it's not likely.
Right.
Very unlikely, but just a thought.
And actually, you may want, and I'm thinking about investing in some very high-end audio stuff. If you go to the Internet Audio Guy, The Internet Audio Guy, it's this guy named Mike Stewart, and he's speaking at a lot of the marketing conferences, but he was a recording studio for rock and roll bands out of Georgia, and go to his site, he's got some great equipment that was used in sound mixing boards and stuff like that, where he can show you how to set up a real professional quality sound, much better than what you hear on my site. Now, I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing, but it's stuff I've looked into, and you may want to check it out.
What do you use? I know you said you have the guy in Italy kind of cleans up your recording, but what do you use? If you want to take out a big block, do you do any of that yourself, or do you always have him do that?
Oh, no, I'll take that out. I use Goldwave.
Oh, Goldwave.
Goldwave.
Yeah, that's a piece of software, huh?
Yeah, it's a piece of software. It's just editing software. You could use SoundForge. And what I was going to say, SoundForge, you can buy it on his site for a couple $100, and I think it has a whole library of royalty-free music that you can use.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, both these products, Goldwave and SoundForge, are they available in stores, or is this something you have to go...
Well, Goldwave you can buy online and download it. Just go to download.com and search for them both. You'll find them.
Which one is the easiest?
Well, I've only used Goldwave. I have SoundForge, and I just never took the time to use it because Goldwave was doing good enough for me.
And, is it one of those deals, I used one, I think I told you a little bit about one. I went down just to Best Buy, and I bought this program called Music Creator,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of meant for, bands to record their different tracks on, and I just use the audio link or audio track to do all my recordings when I do a presentation that's going to go into, my course. I just speak right into that, and I make some really, really good-sounding audios, and I can easily edit them with that thing.
Well, that's all you need.
Okay, well, but I'm just wondering, I like to just compare different products. I'm wondering if this Goldwave, is it where you see the little the music, little lines of music?
Yeah, you see all the lines, they're in green, and then when you press play, you got a little play thing, play, stop, pause, fast forward, and you see the line going across, and as the line goes across, that's our conversation progressing.
Oh, I see.
And you could stop it, and then you could move the line, you know, an inch ahead and highlight it and delete it. No different, just like a Word file.
Well, the one I'm using, like I said, it works pretty good, but I'm just thinking it could get easier because it takes me to punch something out if I make a mistake and to just punch it out or to start over and have it seamless like it never happened. It can take me up to a good 10 or 20 seconds to get that done, which may not be a lot of time to a lot of people, but when you have...
Okay, here's a
200 different mistakes to correct.
Yeah, I agree. Here's what you want to do. When you do your editing, you want to do your editing in WAV format. Because when you're deleting a little something, it has to delete that little chunk, but it has to go through your whole recording. Also, let's say we've been talking, I don't know how long, maybe an hour or so.
Yeah.
I'll save this recording from my modem spy into a WAV file, okay? And then what I'll do, before I do the editing, it's a lot of information. I'll break it into probably 3 20-minute chunks. So I'll call the file recording A, recording B, recording C. And then I'll edit them in chunks. I'll do the pre-edit in chunks because they're smaller chunks of information. So when you're deleting a little beep in the phone or an interruption, it goes much quicker. Because it's only going through 20 minutes of the recording, that file, rather than all 60 minutes. A lot of your time is wasted for it to reset and delete that one little nugget of data. Mm. Are you with me?
But even with that technique, it's got to be a little tedious because you still farm it out, so it's not just...
Well, this is when I was doing it myself. Now, he's doing... I told him to do the same thing, break the recordings up, because it'll go a lot quicker. And then once you've done your main editing of all the little things, then you can piece it back together, then you have one big WAV file. Then you can do your larger edits and your larger chunks.
How did you originally find out about these?
I don't remember how I found out about GoldWave. I had a buddy of mine. I told him, I actually paid him $15. He was really good at finding things. I go, find me some software that'll allow me to record online. And he found me these two pieces of software, and Modem Spy was one of them. And then he also recommended GoldWave, and I just downloaded it, and I learned it myself.
Because that was one of my biggest challenges when I got started in doing recordings, and I realized that selling information and having audio is a good part of selling information. When I started trying to record, I was like, it's quite a tedious process just finding the program that works and that you can get to work, and it can be a huge chore.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was a chore. I remember I had to take my computer and I tried to get it set up and I didn't have the right modem and I had to bring my computer and go buy a special modem and then I came back and it didn't work and they put the wrong modem in and I had to go bring it back and put the right modem in and then I finally got it to work though.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I'll have to look that one up because even though mine is all right, I still feel like there's probably an easier way to cut and paste out, certain...
On my site, one of my recordings, it's on the CD and it's also on my site, I think page 3 or 4, and if you search the name Rich Chadwick, C-H-A-D-W-I, I think C-K or K, just search the word Rich Chadwick. And it'll take you to a recording. I think it's in the 50s. And we did an hour on the phone. He took me through the entire GoldWave program. Get GoldWave and download it and just go through the whole recording. And we went through everything it does, every single option, everything.
Does it have an E on the end of GoldWave or is it just a WAV file?
I'm not sure.
Huh, okay.
Just go to Google, GoldWave. It'll spell it right for you.
Yeah. Okay, how much did that one cost you?
Actually, there's a link on my recording. I've got a link in the description of my recording. There's a link that'll take you to it.
How much did that one cost?
I think it was $40 or something.
Not too bad either.
I think there's a trial, and you can try it for free.
Kind of looking forward to that then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's this real recording, and that's what I love about how you do it so well and how I see you've saved yourself time on certain things. I mean, you're... recordings.
Oh, yeah. It's a pain in the butt to get set up, but once it's set up, I'm telling you, it's great.
Well, even the way, like I noticed, you use sound in the way, with the ease that I use, like cut and paste on with words, you do it, I noticed you took where you have your ending when you kind of, it's like a little kind of a little plug where you're saying, spell out your name and your harddefinedseminars.com.
Right.
Name, and it's like you're kind of, you know, like a news anchor wrapping it up for the evening.
Yeah.
And it sounds real professional, and I noticed you just paste that on the end of all your recordings to say, you know, why record it over and over.
That's right, I just paste it. It's an audio file, just like it would be a selection of words, and you just paste it.
Yeah, you literally did what you said. You canned it, it's done, and you don't have to go through that spiel again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, wow, you know, another thing is just learning how to be efficient, and I never knew you could do all this with sound.
Yeah, you could do the same thing with an audio recording as you can with a Word document. You can cut, you can paste, you can move. It's the same thing. It's just in the realm of audio rather than visual words.
Yeah, well, that's what I guess makes it the learning curve a little higher is just the fact that even for me, who I'm someone who's pretty computer savvy, it's just looking at little squiggly lines and cut and paste them, it's not as easy and clear as doing it with words.
It does look daunting, but can you remember back the first time you used the computer and tried to type a letter? I remember it was just, I couldn't figure it out. It was just crazy because you had never done it before.
Yeah, this is true. It was a lot of time on tech support calls.
Exactly, on how to just use a simple text.
Yeah, that's one of the things I teach people too. Is you probably get a lot of calls where I get these people that are always, just they call themselves stupid, and they're just like, I'm so sorry for being so dumb. I just, you know, I know I look like an idiot here, and I just have to tell them, like, reassure them, you're not an idiot. Look, everybody goes through this boot camp of learning.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Senoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sinoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Sinoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Sinoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you. And it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.